The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Rav of Beis Medrash Teferes Eliezer of Lakewood, New Jersey, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Mem Aleph. In today's shiur, we would like to discuss a similar topic to the previous shiur, and we'd like to discuss certain halachas that apply to heating water on Shabbos. The Mishnayos on the Amud discuss different halachas about heating water, so we'd like to discuss some practical applications that apply to heating water on Shabbos. The shiur, as in the previous shiurim, is just used to suggest and to give some food for thought, to be ma'ayin, research a little more the topic, but not to paskin in any kind of way, halacha l'maisa.
The halacha is that a person is allowed to pour water into a kli sheni, because water is one of the things that are not a kali habishul, or they're not even suffer kali habishul. As we mentioned many times, water, oil, and meat are things that are definitely not kali habishul, not easy to warm up. Therefore, in a kli sheni would not be mevashel, would not cook them, and you're allowed to put it into your kli sheni, means your second cup that you filled up from the urn. A person has a problem if he has a cup of water. Let's say he wants to go make himself a tea. He has a cup of water that his wife had just finished rinsing off. It's sitting on the dish rack and it has many times drops of water on it. Is he allowed to go ahead and fill up that cup? Now, there's going to be a major difference over here if that water was hot water or cold water at the time that it was washed. If your wife washed it Erev Shabbos with boiling hot water, so it's water that was nisbashel already. And we hold ein bishel achar bishel. However, the mechaber is machmer on liquid. But over here, there's more wiggle room to be makel and to allow to use that cup without rinsing it, without drying it out, because the Chazanish and the Gemara Maisha both explain that those drops, a person has no intention to cook them and he gains nothing from them. So it's a psik resha delay nichle. It's not something he likes or he wants or whatever. So he would be allowed to warm it up in that cup, even though there are those drops there, since those drops had been previously cooked before, and would have no problem of bishul, says the Moshe and the Chazanish, because it's a psik resha delay nichalei, and also the Paiskim say because it's less than the amount of bishul. Normally, a person would not do bishul just on a couple of drops; has to have some kind of significant amount, so he would be allowed to do that. However, there are places that are machmer, notably Rimis and Karelitz and the Minchas Yitzchak. And they say you should dry out your cup. You should try to shake out the cup real well and try to get the wetness out of it. It can remain, it is allowed to remain a tiny bit like moist. It's allowed to have some moisture, but it's not allowed to have actual drops. That means sometimes you can feel a certain coldness or moisture. That, everyone agrees, is not really a problem. However, there are drops that a person has to shake out, according to those paiskim, even though those drops were originally mevushel, because there is a makom to be machmer, even according to Rama, on a davalach that completely cooled down, as we mentioned many times. Now, everybody does agree that a person should preferably shake them out. The question is, if a person did not shake them out, or if he's not able to shake it out, or whatever it is, and or he asks someone who doesn't know the halachas to fill him up the cup, he does not have to worry, and he does not have to spill out the tea, because he has who to be soymechon, like we mentioned before. Now, if the drops were never cooked before, that means the cup was washed with cold water. If it was washed with cold water, these drops had never been cooked before. Now we have a real shail of Hilchas Bishul, because he's going to take those drops and he's going to open the urn directly onto the drops. A unbelievably classic case of Iri Kli Rishon. And it's going to be something without even realizing that he has a real Bishul Deraisa. He's taking his wet cup off the dish rack. It was washed with water that was never cooked, and he's going to fill it up in the urn, and he's thinking, oh, I'm going to fill up a kli rishon, kli sheni, kli shlishi, etc., and he doesn't realize he's just done iri kli rishon on a regular issa d'iraisa, on drops that had never been cooked before. So Ramosha actually says that that's a very big problem, and that's a case of bishul. The same thing Rabban Tzion Abishol also says, that's a case of bishul. And a person, Ramosha writes, a person would not be allowed to drink that water. Because even though the water is, let's say he's going to fill up a lot of water, so the drops are going to be bottled, they're going to be nullified in the amount of water, but Ramosha says, we know that something nullification only applies in something that will never have a heter. But since this water may be allowed on Matzei Shabbos, he would not have this heter of nullification. He would not be allowed to drink that tea on Shabbos. He would have to spill it out. So you want to be very careful to shake out your cup and make sure it does not have any drops that were not cooked before. However, Baruch Hashem, there is a makom to be makel, and brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, the Derush Mishnah Berurah, same the Chazon Ish, that even though they were not cooked before the drops, it's a psik reish d'loy nichalei, and even though a person should definitely be machmer, there is a makom to be saimach and not spill out the water. Now, this last segment, that there's a makom to be saimach and not spill out the water, is my own addition, because I'm basing it on the Mishnah Berurah that says when you have a machlekes apayiskim and hilchos bishul, you do not aser on Shabbos. So I'm imagining that according to that Mishnah Berurah, this machlekes apayiskim of the Chazon Ish and the Gemara Moshe would allow you to use that tea if accidentally you did not realize that the waters had not been cooked before. The Remnitzin Karelitz mentions that which you mentioned before, I'll speak it out again, that the wetness that we're referring to over here does not mean only means actual drafts. But just simple moisture on the outside does not fall into the category of drafts and would be allowed to do Iri Kli Rishon on that because it has nothing to do with the Isser Bishul. Only when you have actual drafts that you can see, that already is the discussion. So again, if it was cold water that was never cooked before, you're not allowed to do Iri from the urn onto it. You have to shake it out. If it was cooked before, that means it was hot water. Or let's say you had spilled out your hot water from that cup and there's some drops remaining, then again, there is a makom to be machmer, according to everyone, that you should shake it out. However, many paiskim, notably Ramosha and the Chazon Ish, say you can be makom on that and fill up the cup from the urn.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.